meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. We will take the roll call with people on the AC room, except myself, who are just on the phone, and then Sébastien Bachelet. Do we have any other participants who are just on the phone, please? Okay, not hearing anybody. I guess everybody's on AC room. Good. Then we have, I have prepared a slide deck and you have received it. I will go quickly to the first pages. We have two new members. You will see the list the list of the number of participants for each meeting and all the different day and time of our next meeting. I wanted to give you some feedback of our preparatory meeting yesterday and to let you know that we will have a plenary tomorrow I hope that tomorrow I will be able to come with a question we had since 2 or 3 weeks to the plenary. We didn't have the chance to present it last time. Hope this time we will be able to do it. As Avery is online, it seems that there are some, I would say, difference of understanding about AT2. My understanding is that there were some questions to the board, but after exchanging with the co-chair, it seems that it's not. We have to do what it was said to us by the staff about the AT2 issue regarding ombudsman. And I know, Avery, you wrote that anyhow, let's go and do it. And do you have any other information or expectation about this this specific issue?
Hi, this is Avery speaking. I don't know what expectations I have. I certainly did not have an expectation of us needing to talk to the board. I believe that we need to look at the stuff, and it was, you know, you've had the excerpts, and staff is giving them also of the pending issues, and that was enough. I'm not sure what needed to go to the board on this.
Yes, I understand, Avery. I was a little bit surprised because I have exchanged with Coach Cher today that the previous preparatory meeting, it was told to me that not to talk about the question about AT2 to the plenary. It's why I was a little bit surprised. But okay, mind, we will take that on board completely and not wait for anybody to accept our participants and to these items. Thank you, Avery. The other question will be linked with PTI, but we already discussed at length this situation. During the last meeting, we had a good exchange about the transparency drafting team link with our group, and I have included just cut and paste the notes of our last meeting to the document you have received by the same mail, and sorry for sending it so late. In the general point of view, I would like to know what is your feeling now. I don't see how we can meet the deadline for having something complete by Hyderabad, and it's now for Copenhagen. Have you any thought about that? Any inputs I was really willing to have something for either, but just to show that we, as a full group of Workstream 2, one group is going ahead, but we are not able to do it, I guess. But if you have any comments or feeling, please, I would like to have your inputs. Okay, if nobody has some inputs,
Sebastian Scherer here.
Yes.
Mainly to break the silence, I suppose. I'm not sure, but it's not that we're not likely to have anything for Hyderabad. The Hyderabad meeting day is not going to be, 7 hours of silence. We will be bringing the attendees in Hyderabad up to date on the progress of the work so far, and having the opportunity to look at any sort of review of some of the questions and challenges that may or may not have been met by our group or any of the others. And in the afternoon session, as far as I understood anyway, we'd also have the opportunity to look at either some particular topics that we might need to identify as a work team now, in the near future, to have as agendized specific conversations for the afternoon session, but also to look at some of the discussion points that have come, or points that have come out in the morning's deliberations for deeper discussion. So I don't think we're going to be unable to show the progress. It's just that we won't be putting the fully templated final draft report through, which obviously was the original intent. So it's not a terribly bad outcome. And it may be that we will still finalise a lot of our work before Copenhagen, have a interaction with public comment or whatever, and it could just be that the final reporting will occur with a Copenhagen deadline. Anyway, just a comment from me.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Any other comments? Sorry. Okay, then my wish is what to have something also for a larger group, not just for the Workstream 2. But never mind. We will do as we can and the best we can. Okay, I don't know if there is other thing on the PowerPoint we need to discuss. If I remember well, I guess we have done. Yeah, I suggest that we go to the full document, if possible. My point of view about where we are, I really need that some other people take part of this document to enhance it, because I can't just do it myself. First of all, it's not good, and second, it will be more interesting to have more people involved. But I can understand that at the same time, you have a lot of us have already other commitments with other groups, and it's difficult to do different groups and different documents. That's one of the problems we discuss, and we will discuss tomorrow during the meeting, is that we need more involvement of the participant. I'm not sure that the one here today are the ones who can offer more time to discuss the documents. And I don't know how you want and what you want to do now, but I don't think that it will be very useful to read it again together during this call. I have put every items we discussed, and just without really organizing it. For example, I just took the note from the last meeting, in the transparency part of the document. But can I expect that we can split this document and some other take part of it, or do I still need to work on and to propose you an enhanced document for next week? Okay, I don't see, I don't hear anybody, but I guess maybe we don't need to prolong this call if you don't have specific inputs about the document. But I would like very much that you take some time during the week to go through and to give me your feedback and what is missing, or do we need to add other questions in other parts. It will be very useful to enhance the document and to have something better for Hyderabad.
Sorry, I was on mute. Sebastian Sherrill here. Fesne asked in chat, what's the mandate of our group, Sebastian?
The mandate of our group was to, the major piece was to compare the current definition of the work of the ombudsman and what is on the best practice, and it's one of the chapter, the one with different columns, and it's the one who was the first more important work to be done. And I just cut and paste two documents, but nobody gets into detail of what is missing in one part or the other. The second, it's we are taking on board the ACRC2 recommendation, and we need to do a review of the Ombuds office. And I don't know if you agree with me, but I hope that what we will have done at the end of our work can be considered as a review, and that we will not need to go to outsider or to other review. If that, I don't feel that it must be our group responsibility. It must be transferred to somebody else, but not us. It's why I consider that our group will do a review. Maybe not the review who was intended in any ATRT, but the one we can do. And folks really who are listed in the document. And once again, as I am driving, I don't have all the elements by heart, but that's the main point I think we need to go through during our work. Hope it's useful. Thank you.
It's Cheryl again, Sebastian. I'm going to check with Fuzzy. Fuzzy, is that everything you wanted?
Yes, hi. Yes, that is fine. Thank you. I just want to know what is the scope. I kind of understood, but I think it's also important to have it in the document. I can't find it here just at the beginning, so that we know when we are going out of scope if we are discussing something that we shouldn't be discussing. For example, a couple of things are set or aren't they, like what sort of disputes can the ombudsman resolve, and questions like that. It is not within this group's mandate to go to the details of that, I think. So the current role of the ombudsman stays the same. There might be some additions to the role.
Cheryl again, Sebastian. Thanks, Fuzzy, for that. I also wanted to point out, Sebastian, that Chris Laird in the chat has also put the following. Herb made a useful suggestion about getting Andrew Murren to do the review, and there I'm assuming it is the major review of the Ombudsman, but it could actually be the review that you were referring to for our work. Sebastian, I'll ask him to clarify that in a moment. Is this still an option? I think someone has him standing, someone with his standing would be most useful. So, Chris, did you want to speak to that before I get back to Seb?
Hi. I think Herb made the case for it last week, but I think it's always useful to have an outsider's view of what we're doing, and Andre Marin, of course, has got great standing in the ombuds community. So Herb, I guess, would say he agrees. There's a cost, of course, but I think we can probably find a budget for that somewhere. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank
you. Cheryl, do you think that it's something we need to take back to the plenary tomorrow and discuss about that, or we need to, leave that in the end of the co-chair and the leadership team you are participating in? I am not sure that it's a discussion to have it tomorrow at the plenary, but I would like to have your advice on that.
Sure. Sebastian, Cheryl, for the record, I think it's probably a little bit early to take it to the plenary, but I do think it's something that as a team we could support or otherwise, and I'll come in saying I think it's an excellent idea. And thanks to Chris's clarification, although the audio wasn't terribly clear for me, I gathered from what you said, Chris, that it would be wise for us in our work to use Andre, and I wholeheartedly support that. We have always had the option to ask for support of and whatever funding may or may not be associated with such support of outside expertise. I think we can, because of the importance of the Ombuds Office and its critical function to ICANN and so much of our ongoing accountability in our post-IANA transition world, make a very strong case that particularly in the absence of, to my knowledge, any other drafting team requesting such outside expertise, this is a strong case for such expertise to be pursued And if that's the case, then, Sebastian, if your group does agree with that, perhaps in today's call, then it's something that we do need to quite quickly get to the co-chairs and key staff. Reason being is, as you will remember, the staff were in the next week or so going to be looking at budget and expenditure for the whole of Workstream 2 to see what they could release and shuffle and utilise and commit, and not only in human hour budget, but I assume in cost budgets as well, for the work teams that want to have staff support for the writing of their final report. And if we were to, as I strongly suggest we should, look to having expenditure on the vital consultancy, as Herb and Chris have put forward to us, then we need to know about that very early, so that that comes ahead of those budget deliberations in the next few days. So I would suggest that as an action item out of today's meeting, assuming we all agree, and if you like, Sebastian, I will poll the room for you to see if that is the case, that we pen a note out of this meeting to the co-chairs and staff, alerting them of the fact that that this may be the case, and I'm assuming that Herb has the direct contacts that staff can call on him to reach out to Andrew and get a quote or whatever is required. Sebastian, is it your wish that we poll that question then?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, if I could ask everyone who agrees that we should positively explore and request the co-chairs to explore the recommended option, or recommend the option that we have someone of the stature of Andrew Marin do a review of the Ombuds office. If you could put a green check in your Adobe Connect room, and we will look for green checks. If you wholeheartedly and violently disagree with the concept, then feel free to put up a red cross. And I'm only seeing green. I'm not seeing green from everybody, but perhaps not everyone has the bandwidth to get the little green tick up in good time. If you object to this and you'd like to let us know over audio, do so now. And if Herb, if you know where you can put your hand up, there's usually an agree or disagree button as well. But I will take the fact that you've made the proposal as your probable support of the proposal. Sebastian, I'm not hearing or seeing any objections, so I think that's probably an action item you need to take now and to raise that suggestion with our co-chairs for the wider plenary.
Very good. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you, Cheryl. Okay, maybe I don't know what to do now. I think except if we take the document and go through, but I think we will lose our time not very, or use our time not very efficiently. And I would like to know if you have any other item you want to discuss today, and please feel free to tell now.
Okay, Sebastian, it's Cheryl again. I'm just making sure I check the room for you. Is there anybody who has any other business? Please raise your hand now or make yourself heard. I'm not hearing or seeing anybody with any other business, Sebastian, so it looks like you can probably give half an hour of our lives back to us.
Yeah, I guess it's better. And once again, sorry about this little bit disturbing from my side call and not very easy to run, but thank you very much for your comprehension, and thank you, Cheryl, for your very kind help. thank you, and let's talk next week, but I hope really that during the week we will have some exchange on mail. The Webstream one is behind us. It was done, and thanks again for the participation of all the ones who have done it a reality. Now we have the transition done, and it's time for us to deliver our Webstream 2, and I am sure we will do it as well as we have done for the Webstream 1. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a good day, good night, good evening, whatever, where you are, and you have half an hour back to your life, and that's, I hope, good for you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sebastian. Drive safe, and I do hope all goes well with your son. Bye for now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.